This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and it was another rough one on the tee this morning.
Come slow, don't rush.
So that's the sound of about 200 passengers evacuating a Blue Line train near Government Center. Tea officials say a power issue between Aquarium and Bowdoin stations affected three trains and shut down service for about an hour and a half. The MBTA provided shuttle buses between Maverick and Bowdoin stations, causing huge backups of people trying to get to work. The T says its initial investigation points to an equipment failure on one train, which then shut off power to the others nearby. This comes about a month after derailments on both the Green and Red Line and a couple weeks after a new fare hike went into effect. WBUR reporter Carrie Young was on a Blue Line train this morning, and she actually made it to work and is with us in the studio. Carrie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So, Carrie, you were on one of the ill-fated trains. How was your commute this morning?
Well, I was held up about 30 minutes longer than I was expecting today, but yeah, I mean, I got on the Blue Line this morning like I usually do. I live out in East Boston, so heading into work, and we leave the State Street station, and we're actually almost to the Government Center station when I heard a loud noise, and then the train slowed pretty quickly to a stop. And then the power went out and flickered a little bit, and there we were.
So you're in arm's reach of your destination. And
so
the power
close. Yeah,
out.
The announcement even said, next stop is Government Center, so almost there.
Oh, so what happened when the train lost power?
Well, we heard an announcement pretty quickly after the power went out, because that doesn't often happen, especially on the Blue Line. One of the people on the intercom was saying, you know, we're looking into this. Just stay calm. We think it's a power issue, but we'll get back to you. So we sat there for a little while. Everything was pretty calm on my car. No one was panicking or anything like that. But without power, there is no air conditioning. So it was getting pretty sticky by the end of it.
So we heard, the AT's official position on this. Do you have any on-the-ground insight about what might have caused the power issue?
You know, no. We, as passengers, we weren't given a ton of information. I mean, we were updated about, you know, here's what we may do. We're going to evacuate you soon. But other than that, not much real information other than this is a power issue. We did hear on the way out, though, once we all got in line and started walking off the train, I did catch some sound of a T employee telling us that a fire had been put out. Let's hear a little bit of what he had to say.
There's no fire. Line of fire is out. The third rail power is dead. So just careful. Make your way slowly.
So, Carrie, you heard that. We should note that we reached out to the T, and a spokesperson heard about these reports of smoke. He would not confirm there was a fire, only that the matter was under investigation. Did you see any signs of fire?
I didn't see any signs of fire, no, but there was some odor in the air that to me smelled like smoke, but, you know, I couldn't totally place it, and we don't have confirmation on that on this end either, so.
So Boston City Councilor Lydia Edwards, who represents East Boston, Charlestown, and the North End, is on the line with us. Councilor Edwards, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.
So, Counselor, how did this delay affect you this morning?
Oh, I think it was 2/3 of my staff was late to work.
Wow.
And our phones had been ringing off the hook. Of course, social media. I mean, people are just beyond frustrated. They are just outright angry. They're just so enraged right now.
Counselor, your constituents really rely on the Blue Line. What are you hearing from them?
They're saying, basically, this is the only avenue I have. It's not as though we have we're on an island in East Boston, right? So you're going to drive off that island or you're going to take public transportation. Traffic is already an issue, so we want people to stop using their cars and get on public transportation. They're saying, basically, what's the point? It's not reliable, and you're impacting my economy. You're impacting my wallet right now by making me late to work. It's just what they're saying is we're not getting our money's worth. I can't believe the fare hike went up, and this is disgusting.
So WBUR's Carrie Young, let's have you jump back in here for a second. You live in East Boston, and this morning's debacle is not the first time you've had problems as a commuter on the Blue Line, right?
Yeah, so this has happened that I know of one other time. I've lived in East Boston for about a year and a half now. I was not on the train the last time this happened. I was in Maverick, and, you know, trying to catch a shuttle and then drive through the tunnel, that was probably an hour and a half long ordeal until that traffic cleared up. So yeah, I've experienced this before, and that that really threw off my morning commute. So,
Councillor Edwards, is that a familiar story?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think there was another story where we had people, the train stopped in the middle between Maverick and Aquarium, and people had to get out and walk the rest of the way on the tracks. So this is infrastructure issue. It's just a build on and piling up of other infrastructure issues if we've not invested in this public transportation. I think it's going to continue to happen. This is not something that we're, these are flukes. These are things with, this is what happens when you do not invest in public infrastructure.
MBTA General Manager Steve Poftak spoke to reporters earlier today. Let's listen to what he said.
We are still looking into it. We believe it's an issue with the vehicle, not with the power system itself. Again, we regret the disruption to the morning commute, and this is one of the reasons why we are working to accelerate our capital investment program so we can invest in things like vehicle, power, track, and signals.
Councillor Edwards, Poftak says the T is working to accelerate its capital investment program. Does that satisfy you?
No, I'm happy. First of all, I want to be clear that, you know, I know that many of the T workers and the folks who are doing, work for the T are doing everything they can with what they have. The fact is they need more. They need more resources. So you can accelerate a plan to implement resources, but if you don't have enough, it doesn't get us where we need to go. We need to seriously look at other ways to drive up revenue to help pay for our public infrastructure and for the T. That's what I need to hear, not just from him, but from the governor. I need to hear that from him saying we need more money. And I think we heard the exact opposite.
What else would you like to hear from Governor Baker on this subject?
I'd like to hear him talk about how he commutes regularly on the T or how he's used the T in his own personal experience. I'd like for him to tell us, to talk with workers who've been late to work, who rely on night buses, and to really say that he's committed to making sure that we become a state where public infrastructure and public transportation is the number one way in which people get to work, get to school, and get around. That's what I'd love to hear him, but that's part of his vision.
Councillor, what do you think of the fact that the governor does not take the T and seems to have resisted calls to ride the T during this crisis?
Look, I'm not saying that he has to go every day on the T. I do not go every day on the T. What I am saying is that when people are saying this process, this system is not working, that it takes, you know, a moment to get down granular to see where it's not working. You know, you can't try and fix something from 30,000 feet above and really believe that you're actually hitting the common person and understanding what they're dealing with if you don't even try and ride on the T with them. Just come down and see what we're experiencing. Understand our perspective. No one's sitting here complaining about nothing. And I think it's really important for him to really just understand from the very basic level, this is how it's working and this is how it's not working. And the best way to do that is to ride the T.
We spoke earlier today with Jared Johnson. He's the chief operating officer of the advocacy group Transit Matters. He says these derailments and the power outages are a product of the MBTA moving too slowly on maintenance. Let's listen.
The T, you know, has a program. They've identified most of the needs. But if we're trying to do this on a 10, 15-year, you know, basis, we're going to lose riders who are going to lose patience with the system and who, you know, who need better transit now, not 10 or 15 years from now when we finally whittle down the $8 to $10 billion state of good repair.
Boston City Councilor Lydia Edwards Johnson says that he supports things like congestion pricing, raising the gas tax, fees on Uber and Lyft rides. Do you agree? And are there other options you think we should be looking at?
Well, there's certainly long-term options. The Fair Share Tax Amendment that hopefully will be on the ballot again in a few years. We're looking at a regional transportation compact that assures that states will create together a revenue stream. So those are long-term things. But what he's talking about is short-term, quick forms of revenue that we can implement right now. I mean, one of the things that we've been saying repeatedly is the fact that it costs $3.50 to do a round trip in your car. It costs $4 to do round trip on the T to get into Boston. So wouldn't it make sense at least for the car prices to match the T prices and raise it 50 cents? Those are the little things that hopefully can just start immediately to bring in some form of revenue to make sure that we are going to provide the resources that they're going to try and implement as fast as possible.
Carrie Young, you live in East Boston. You're going to live in East Boston tomorrow. How are you planning on getting to work tomorrow?
If rush hour traffic is still around, I'm still taking the T. So that's going to be my mode of transportation for a little while.
And for you afternoon commuters, the T says service on the Blue Line is fully restored. Boston City Councilor Lydia Edwards, thank you so much for joining Boston Radio Boston today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity again.
WBUR Edify reporter Carrie Young. Carrie, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Hey, stay with us. Coming up, Bill McGonigal is retiring from the Boston Housing Authority this July after 40 years with the agency. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.